T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here at 7:30, 49 degrees. Boeing says it will start fixing what's wrong with their 737 MAX 8 planes.
The Boeing Corporation, which makes the troubled 737 MAX 8, says it's settled on a fix for the planes. Two 737 MAX 8 jets have been involved in fatal crashes over the course of 5 months. The aircraft maker says they'll be tweaking the onboard computer system designed to prevent the planes from stalling, the system that apparently failed and was directly responsible for those crashes. And Boeing says it'll foot the bill to train the pilots who will fly the planes. The FAA, which has tentatively approved the proposed changes to the MAX 8s, says they expect to be updated by Boeing in the coming week. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The Delano District was packed yesterday morning for the Chisholm Trail Marathon, the inaugural year for the event.
The race is an Olympic trial qualifier, in addition to a qualifier for the Boston and New York Marathons. The event attracted runners from 37 states and two other countries. The route followed Douglas into East Wichita before turning north on Linden Drive, then west on Central. Competitors then turned south on Woodlawn before heading west on 2nd Street to Waco and then back south. The full marathon runners made two loops. Christopher Mako from Boulder, Colorado, was the first marathon runner to complete the race in a time of 2 hours, 21 minutes, and 21 seconds. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas City residents are being asked to conserve water while the city's utility is dealing with the aftermath of recent flooding along the Missouri River. KC Water says the water in the river, which supplies drinking water to the city, remains murky and has been difficult to treat after the flooding.
Kansas State University is becoming cheaper for good students from 5 more states.
The Kansas Board of Regents agreed this week to allow new students from Arkansas, California, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Texas to begin paying less in fall 2020. To qualify, they must have at least a 3.25 overall high school GPA and scores of either 22 on the ACT or 1100 on the SAT. Under the reduced rates, they would have to pay $6,562.50 this fall for 14 credit hours. Qualifying students from 9 other states already can receive out-of-state tuition at the same reduced rate, which is 150% of the in-state tuition cost. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It's important for investors in traditional individual retirement accounts to note that they still have a chance to save on taxes before they file this year. Michael Devine is with the Internal Revenue Service.
The contributions you make may also be fully or partially deductible depending on your circumstances. And the great thing is that you can still make a contribution to your IRA for 2018.
And Devine says you can still max out your IRA contribution for 2018 as long as you do it before April 15th. One of Germany's richest families is donating millions to charity after learning their ancestors were Nazi supporters and used forced labor.
Heirs of the Reimann family in Germany plan to donate more than $11 million to charity after learning Albert Reimann Sr. and Albert Reimann Jr. enthusiastically supported the Nazis and used Russian civilians and French POWs as forced laborers. Family spokesman Peter Harf heads the Reimann's JAB holding company. He says the family never spoke of the Nazi era, but the evidence shows the two belonged in jail. The father and son died in 1954 and 1984. JAB has controlling stakes in Pret-a-Manger, Krispy Kreme Donuts, Pete's Coffee, and other businesses. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cloudy and cool weather pattern will start the work week. Today's high 56. It'll be cloudy and cool again tonight, our low 39, and then sunny tomorrow. Tuesday's high 62, windy and 72 by Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, cloudy sky, 49 degrees, a north wind at 12 miles per hour. 7:36, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday morning. And that means it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I did an interview over the weekend with Cindy Claycomb, one of your city council members, talking about We were talking about the convention center. Now we're talking. This is the new, the next item on the agenda, I guess. But a convention center, a new. How much money do you think, or do you know, have we been missing out on some, maybe on some conventions, regional conventions, or whatever that we haven't been getting because our facilities are not up to snuff?
Well, if you go back and look at that report that I believe a new article references, I think they used a figure of about $40 million a year or something around that number. But it's significant. We know we have a subpar convention center, and we can do a good job of selling Wichita. But once they come here and look at the convention center, we often lose them. And it's just not great space for a convention. We know that. It's going to have to be fixed. We're trying to figure out how we do that and kind of stay within the budget because I still feel strongly the same way we were able to find finances for the baseball stadium, that we shouldn't be taxing, raising taxes on the general public, that we shouldn't be raising mill levies, that we shouldn't be, trying to get into the pockets of the average citizen more. And, it's challenging and we want to try and keep a tax climate that's appealing to the masses. And so to do that, it takes a lot of work.
And at the same time, you're looking at performing arts, probably either a new or a renovated facility there. So this whole thing could cost a lot of money.
Yeah, so unfortunately, there were a lot of things neglected for years in that city. And we're also having to build a $500 million water treatment facility. And right after that, we're going to have to build a new bio-nutrient removal facility. Nice way to say sewer plant. But, so we have a lot of needs, and we're trying to get caught up on all of those. And at the same time, there's a number of other things. We're going to hear tomorrow's consent that's going to talk about how we incorporate more art into public projects. And we're going to get an update on our utilities optimization program, which we're trying to utilize techniques that can help us be more efficient as we run our utilities program. And we're going to hear from folks that want us to trap and neuter and release of feral cats. So we get into a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's a workshop going on tomorrow, I guess. You touched on something there that I found kind of interesting, doing a little research on it, about the arts and how what is that exactly? That the arts say a certain percentage of every dollar spent should be spent on the arts? Is that it?
Yes, and they make a great argument that can translate into investments that pay off and makes for a better built city. And we agree. If you're going to attract people, a lot of people today want more than just bland as they see their building go up. But there's a number of ways you can incorporate those opportunities into the design if it's done up front, starting day one. And it's, art doesn't need to be and shouldn't always be just a statue after the fact out in front of a public building or public structure. Art can be incorporated in the way that the structure is designed and into the elements of the construction and the design.
But a big marathon this weekend, yesterday, going through right down through the middle of Wichita, several hundred people involved. That was quite a deal, huh?
Yeah, and so, those are always a little challenging on people's commutes, but they're pretty popular. We have a lot of runs that go through Wichita, and people enjoy them, and I think that's great. Nice to see that we have a large population that enjoys the healthy impacts of running.
Oh, yeah.
As you do.
Hey, big birthday today. My wife, St. Shelley's, having a birthday today. What do you think about that?
Oh, my. That should be if not a national holiday, it should be a city holiday. Happy birthday, St. Shelley. We'll see what we can do to make that a local holiday.
That would be really good.
Well, she wants that sewer plant built.
Yeah, she really wants a sewer plant.
Well, I don't think we should name the sewer plant.
No, I didn't say that. But anyway, hey, listen, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Mr. Mayor, have a good day, sir.
Take care.
7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Job change for a Wichita bank executive. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.